Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 12th of February 2026. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack represent the main danger. The avalanche danger above the tree line is within the uppermost range of danger level 3, considerable. In addition, the wind slabs should be taken into account. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Attention, a special warning, the conditions are precarious for backcountry touring and other off-piste activities. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released even easily by individual winter sport participants. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line. Avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach large size. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and natural avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The avalanche-prone locations are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. In addition, the wind slabs in all aspects are prone to triggering in many locations. And now the snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on west, north and east facing slopes. The snowpack remains generally prone to triggering. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night was reduced over a wide area. The snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. Some snow fell on Wednesday over a wide area. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 13th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.